Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyare Satarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This session, which I have been requested to give, is a short session, is called Entering the Retreat. I would like to start by reading to you a poem which came to me, a poem which no retreat facilitator would read, but I will read it. The poem is called Don't Trust Me. Oh my Lord, I think you know that I love only you, although I pretend to love other people and things. I think you know that when I'm sad, it's because I feel separated from you. Although if I'm asked, I would give other reasons. When I cry, it's always because of missing you, although my tears carry other names. I think you also know that I'm only looking for you, although I seem to be looking for other persons and things. Yes, I'm a divided soul, searching for something in the east while going west. I am a helpless soul, forced by some other agent long ago to play the double life of a devotee and a cheater. But do you know why I am writing you this? It's because I want your special mercy. Don't believe my acts. Don't trust my words. But look deep into my heart and you will see your own beautiful image. The reason why I place this poem before you is because I feel it is necessary to address an important issue and solve it before we can go in earnestness into a retreat. You know that we all have one face with which we represent ourselves to others, the good face, the serious face, the sincere attempter. But you also know that there is a Sachinandan Swami number two, or a you number two, Krishna Dasi number two, Balaram Das number two. That is that doubting soul, that soul who's a little bit unsure if this is all true. That soul who is still, after so many long years in the spiritual practice, sometimes thinking of material things. That sight which asked, have you gotten after these long years what you came to look for? Are you satisfied in your desire to love and be loved? Sometimes this number two of you has a voice which is very small, overwhelmed by the many good things which you do, suppressed into not complete silence, but almost silence. But sometimes that number two of you is really loud, is really evocative and provocative. And when you go on retreat, my request to you is come with the number one and number two of your personality. Bring both there so that you are not blocked by number two. Bring both. Come completely. Don't hold back. Why? The simple reason is, if you don't go to your borders and a little bit beyond them, you will always experience the life which you already experience. I keep on repeating myself at the beginning of each retreat by giving a definition of Albert Einstein on craziness. To be crazy, said the learned professor, is to think that by repeating the same activities and the same thoughts, you will get no results. When you continue to do the same things, continue to practice on the same level, you will only get more of what you are getting already. A retreat offers us a unique possibility to really get out of the coffin of mediocrity. Please look there. There are a few encouragements. Believe is there. Just left to it. I believe it's a sleeping Lord Buddha, but I may be mistaken. Or the Buddha who was reclining just before he left his body. I think it's more the second one. Once a very wealthy man came to Lord Buddha and asked him, "Would you teach me?" And Buddha said, "No." The wealthy man said, "Why? Too little time?" "No," said Buddha, "enough time. No time problem. I'm not teaching you because you cannot be taught." And then he said something so true. He said, there are three people who cannot learn anything new. The first person is he who thinks he knows already everything. The second is the one who hears but who never applies. And the third person is the person who is so full with other thoughts. And then he explained. The person who thinks he knows already everything is like a pot which is, here you have to help me because my English is not fully developed. It's standing on the other, upside down. Thank you. No water can enter into a pot which stands in the upside down position. So a person who thinks, "I know already everything. I'm perfect. It's good enough. Whatever new information will come, it's like water coming on a pot which is upside down. He will not contain anything." The second type of person is he who hears something. I would say that's the typical Hare Krishna member. So much lectures, morning, evening, and in between they have these earphones in the ears. To hear the newest Giriraj Maharaj lecture and the newest Sachinandan Swami lecture. But they don't apply it. It's like water which comes into a pot which has holes. Everything goes out. We are on the fifth retreat. We will go to the sixth retreat, the seventh retreat. We will become retreat junkies. We will spend all our money on the retreats, but we will never do what we hear. The pot with many holes will never contain the water. Then the Buddha turned to his man and he said, "You're none of the two. You don't think you know it all, and you would like to apply, but nothing goes into your heart because it's so full with worldly thoughts and concerns and busyness and this and that. Therefore you are like a pot full with many stones. How can water be poured into this?" My dear devotees, the words of the Buddha can be considered at the beginning of a retreat. Please don't think you know it all. Please don't think you can have anyone else than you doing the retreat work for you. Yagya Purusha has great lungs and a great eating capacity, but he can't breathe for you, nor can he eat for you. You have to do it yourself. So, apply. If you don't apply, if you don't use what you learn, you will lose what you have heard. That's one thing. And the other thing is, on a retreat, my dear devotees, please leave your old life behind. We are so full, including myself, before the retreat. Oh, if you would know, so many emails, so many phone calls, so many thoughts. It's such a noise inside this little brain of Satchinandan Swami at the moment that how can anything go inside? So I'm going on the retreat to stop the noise so that I can hear what is there, what Krishna has in store for me. Something else. I would like to request you to reflect a little bit about the essence of your only freedom. It is said that those who are equipped with consciousness can make free decisions. These free decisions differentiate us from both gross matter and people who are overwhelmed by material influences. It is our ultimate freedom, the freedom to decide how we will use our time. When I was very ill, so ill that I couldn't come to the retreat, so ill that I had to stop all my beloved activities, the doctor came and told me, you have only this night. Either you live in the morning or you are dead in the morning. Modern medicine has done what it could do for you. Now pray. So, I don't know how you would feel that there's such a night waiting for you where you have to wrestle with death. You will really go deep and first of all ask yourself the question, do I want to be alive after this night? I decided yes for various reasons. The most severe reason was that I felt I had not used my chance which was offered to me by my exalted spiritual master. And I really wanted to take another take on it. The night before the night, or the day before the night, I had received a letter from someone. Someone had told me about an ancient Indian story, which I want to repeat to you because it saved my night and my life, and that's why I'm today here with you. So it's important for me, this story. There was once a very old man who wanted to go to Gangotri, a pilgrimage place high up in the Himalayan mountains. But he was old. His heart was not very good. So he came to the beginning of the mountain or the foothills, and the monsoon started. I think those of you who are lovers of the news know that in India there are now terrible catastrophes due to an extra powerful monsoon, which gave rise to many landslides. I hear Vrindavan, the town Vrindavan, is totally overflooded with Yamuna Mai. I mean, really overflooded, not a little, that the roads are this much filled with water. Loi Bazaar is Yamuna Mai, and so on. So this man came at the beginning, came during one of these monsoons to the Himalayas, and there was one man who said, "Old man, come to me in my cottage. It's warm here. Don't try to go up the mountains." But the man said, "I don't know how many more months I have in this body. I need to go." Then he said something. He said, "I will go because my mind is already there. Now my body has to follow." So I had heard this story, and I decided I will try this story. I'm now very bad. I might die this night. The end of an inglorious life of failures in devotional service. But let me try. I will dance throughout this night. I will dance. I will dance. So I went mentally before Radha Shyam Sunda. I chanted Hare Krishna and danced throughout the night. In the morning, I was the most happy man, and still now I can dance very swiftly. Your free will, my dear devotees, is always there, even when you are in a diseased condition of life. And if you use your free will nicely, wonderful results can come in. So, during this retreat, I will ask you to use the essence of your free will. The essence or core of your free will is the ability to form an intention. An intention is something which you wish to do, what you plan to do, what you look forward to do during this time. If you do this and then learn a simple other words, the word attention, remain attentive to your intention, you can experience wonders unfolding in your life. Let me look into this note. Intention really is the essence of the free will. There are many outside influences in our lives that affect us, your circumstances and so on. But if you have a good intention, the outside influences can never influence your feelings and your thoughts. Like I was on my deathbed, there was an outside influence. My legs were cut open. Blood infusions were coming here and there, and nourishment infusions, and vitamin B, and control your nerves infusions, and this infusion, and that antibiotic super mega pill, and everything else. Yes, that was infecting my body. But I was still free to form an intention. I don't think it is wise to now surrender to all of this. Let me dance. Let me dance and leave the rest up to Krishna. Let me dance and praise Him. So I would also request all of you, dance for 7 days. Dance mentally. Do the extra mile. Some of us are in old bodies. We get wrinkles. Yes. Diseases. Even if we drink the Amazon products like anything. Old age is also there. Time is also there. Some of us have not yet achieved in their devotional service what they hope to achieve. We have not yet, we are not experiencing daily deep devotional ecstasies. Some of us feel we compromise too much. Some of us feel we are not what Srila Prabhupada wished his older disciples and also the young siblings who come to be. No? Now on a retreat, you can just form an intention. And I request you to do something very simple with my mother taught me. When you go to bed, she said, fix what you want to, fix in your mind what you would like your day to be like. And then that will be the first thing you wake up and it will carry you through the day. Please do this. It's a secret mother recipe. But it also holds true in the world of sankalpa. Sankalpa, that is to be done before any educational or spiritual transformational activity. When you go on Braj Manda Parikram for 30 or 40 days, you are supposed to take a bath at the Vishram Ghat and then form your intention that I want to go throughout the 30 days on Braj Manda Parikram. And then this intention carries you. It's your best friend. It's your strength giver. It's your pathfinder. It's your medicine, this intention. It's everything. So I request you to make a simple intention that you will use the retreat in a way which is good for you. You will be attentive to all the different sign points, posts which Krishna lovingly will post on your way. And I can guarantee you from the many retreats and the new materials which Giriraj Maharaj and myself will present to you that you will not go empty-handed from this retreat. You will bring something wonderful into your life. And then if you keep on applying your treasures, very good, very good. You know, Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion about the five potent forms of devotional service, which begin with the chanting of the holy name. And he says, even a slight contact with any one of them is sufficient to evoke devotional ecstasies even in a beginner. That's powerful. That's a promise which waits to all of, for all of us. Devotional ecstasies even in a beginner. And it should happen to all of us because we have not a slight contact, we have a significant contact in this retreat which is based on the most powerful of all processes, chanting. Please don't enter the retreat with the sankalpa, I want to experience devotional ecstasies. That is, you know, we have heard so many lectures about that this is not really what we do in bhakti. You know, better an intention like I will just be present to the practices. I will be present in the community of learners. I will apply the techniques and I will just go through the process. I can guarantee you there's not much you have to do. Just be present. Means physically and mentally. And it will work because these retreats, we have done them so often now and there are a few things which even we have learned. Purusha, Giriraj Maharaj and myself, Purusha Shogda, Divyambara. This is going on so long now and all over the world. It will be easy. Please don't be intimidated even by what I have said. Just do this one thing. Focus your intention. Because this intention will bring the two sides together. the number one, the number two in you. Both of them can drink from the cup of this intention, or, you know, share this intention, and then you won't be a divided soul any longer, but you can give yourself completely into it, and then it will work. No problem. I want to end now and say I thank you so much that you give me another opportunity to make good my innumerable mistakes in America. I will try to give my best. See, there's so much new information waiting for you. And I'm very, very, very excited because I look forward as much as you to this retreat, because I heard we have ample opportunity to chant in a guided way, and looking really forward to this, and thank you very much. My summary. Summary is, bring yourself fully into this retreat by combining your two sides in an intention which you should have before you go into your bed. This intention, normally I would now make an intention searching exercise, but I don't think it's necessary. Those of you who have understood what we wanted to share will do it. It's a clear point. Intention as the essence of your free will, which can bring you to your thresholds and beyond it, no matter what are the external circumstances. I thank you so much. And I want to invite now our Giriraj Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.